Promotions. Mark May on the Buzz, presented by Edwards Food Giant and Razorback Camper Sales.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontivarella.
Goodness me!
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Right. 7:06 on this Monday, August 31st, we got a text from somebody that says, it's 6:58, not 7. You know, Chris Kane joined us, brought to you by Trader Bills. He's also Mr. Delta Solar.
Yes, sir.
I do the time. I've done 20,000 hours of live radio, maybe 25,000 hours of live radio the last 25 years. And I've done the time probably 20,000 times. You know what? Sometimes I just feel like grounding off. You know, sometimes I'll go 6:58, but every once in a while, I'm just going to go, it's 7 o'clock.
We had.
But then, you know what, Roger, it triggers people. Wait a minute. I've got 2 minutes left.
Oh, it'll do that.
What's the thing when you hear clicking and things like that, or not OCD or whatever?
Pavlov's.
No, when something happens and the sounds, the things that just get
triggers
you
a little bit.
Yeah, something triggers you. I forget what it is. If they hear clicking, if they hear gum chewing, any of those things like that. When somebody hears you say 6:58 and it's not 7, they may snap and go,
Yeah. We had that on Daybreak, so we used to run these things every morning from ABC News. You had to run them.
Yeah.
And we'd run them at a certain time every morning. And one time we changed up the format of the show where we moved up weather or something like that. And we changed where those went, and people were writing in, you have thrown off my entire morning. I had to make sure my teeth were brushed at this point, or my hair was combed, or the kids were dressed at a certain point, because routine is so important. That they use those benchmarks and those little points as a mental note of, okay, if I'm not at this point in my morning, when that plays, I'm behind or I'm ahead.
Same thing happens with us back in the day when somebody had to be at a certain point on their drive to work when they heard Los Angeles or when they heard this and that.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, I get it 100%. Now, the only other part is because we're all a little foggy when we get up first thing in the morning. So if we're in a different time zone and we say, the wrong time zone because we're still in central in our head, but it's another time. That's when people go, wait a minute, what? What time is it? You know, that I can understand a little bit.
Yeah, The morning routine, when it gets thrown off, it's a seismic shift.
I do want to mention Roger and Chris. You know, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is available now in Arkansas. And so they got a big offer on the North Alabama-Arkansas game. So the line is
40.5.
Wow, that is a lot of points.
40.5.
So it says new customers can bet just $1 and get $100 in bonus bets when one or more points are scored in the game. You place your $1 bet on the game. All you need is one point. A touchdown, that counts. Field goal, that counts. Even a safety gets points on the board. So once North Alabama versus Arkansas scores, you'll get $100 in bonus bets. So make sure and make the pick now. Obviously, you need to go online. If you haven't downloaded the app, you need to do that. Bet $1 and get $100 in bonus bets when more points are scored. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started.
You guys said earlier, I think, on the show in the first half hour, how Coach Silverfield had mentioned that 8 former Memphis players are now on UNA, and how he may have to change up some signals and whatnot. I thought, no. This should be a game where you tell them, we're running right there.
You're dang straight.
I'm coming right at you, and there's nothing you can do about it. They should go up to the line every time and go, it's going to be a 5-yard slant, slot receiver.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
You're right. You remember last year? Do you guys remember what happened last year, the first drive of the year? Against who did we play last year?
Alabama State.
They went down the field like we had not practiced all 2 days. And I remember looking at Sully and go, that's about as bad as start to. And you know what? It was indicative of what that defense was going to do last year. I mean, they struggled to stop anybody.
It was a preview, unfortunately.
It was a preview, that's right.
Well, to your point, as far as the teams knowing snap counts and things like that, well, then the coaching staff knows the weaknesses of those players.
Yeah,
so that's where you say, we can go right at them. Yeah. Let's do that.
That's right.
I'm just trying to stay positive.
As you and I discussed, you know, obviously those players were not good enough.
Right.
Alabama State.
Roger, obviously those players in the eyes of Coach Silverfield weren't good enough to be
transferred.
He got eight of them. Obviously those eight he didn't feel were worthwhile to bring with him.
Yeah.
Not mean they're not good players or anything like that.
But still, I mean, it's one thing, and maybe, you know, hopefully he was just kind of being facetious with the, oh, I may have to change some signals, and no.
That's
same thing. Here's where we're running, and you try and stop.
I like that. Real quick, 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Must wager is designed market, designated market. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days. Thanks to FanDuel and its partnership with Oakland Sports. 40 points is a lot. I don't know if it's important that we cover that. I just think we need to come out look sharp. We need to come out. Physically dominate, that will be, what are the things that you're looking for? Clean football and physical domination. This is a team that we should be better than. We've got better talent. We've worked harder, so we definitely don't want to see sloppy play. You don't want to see balls on the ground. You don't want to see flags on the ground. And then you just want to see efficient play. And I think they will. I think they'll come out. I don't know if we'll cover the 40 or not, but I like it. North Alabama, Roger, was a powerhouse Division II program for many years.
Mid-90s, they were the team in Division II.
Yeah, that's right. They would knock
three
off.
Three straight championships.
They would knock off, and that's where the Harlan Hill came
that's
from.
That's right, yeah.
Award came from, Raj. It was that school, and so they've got a great history. And they did win their game. They did win the first game.
And they're a team that has fallen on some hard times. They're a program that's fallen on some hard times in terms of success. I believe Coach Dierman entering his third or fourth season over there, we've beat them handedly since they've joined the UAC. They are, meaning UCA has, we've done I don't know if there's been a game so far where I've been worried playing them.
Yeah.
So Arkansas should beat them handedly. In fact, there's not a lot I don't think you can glean from this game on a positive note other than playing clean. But if you beat this team 50-0, I don't even know if you could say, this team's going to be good because that it's year to year and nobody knows anything until they play. UNA played last week or this past week. They won. Good for them. But at the same time, Arkansas should beat them handedly.
Do want to thank Chris White and all the guys, Jay Brogdon, all the guys over at Simmons Bank for their presenting sponsorship of the Touchdown Club. They're going to be responsible for getting Emmett today out of Dallas. And so appreciate them. Can't do some of these meetings without having them involved. By the way, Roger, another section sold out for the Clinton-Jerry Jones meeting at the arena. So what happens now? We go up in the stands, and there's great seats.
Yeah.
But it's not lunch. It's just you get, concessions, that. And so the middle section is sold out. There's still a lot of great seats, $25. So I'm just saying I love the fact that we're still selling tickets to that thing.
And get a lot of attention, too. I mean, I know that a couple of national writers have reached out to you on the side. Got some great
John Brummett
press
yesterday.
In the local paper from longtime columnist John Brummett talking about it. So, no, that's great get.
Yeah, so go to LRTouchdown.com. It's $25. It's really a heck of a deal, and it's going to be a great seat. But that's neat to see that we're selling out sections. It'll continue to. Like I said, there's plenty of sections to get. But if you want to get the best seats, I'd go ahead and get them now. And you can get as many as you want to. The other is that Gus Malzahn next week. So what do you think the reception is going to be for Gus?
It has been funny to me because people have come up to me and like parents at my kid's school. I've had a couple parents come up to me and say, oh, I just don't know about Gus. You know, like they don't like him. And the polarization of Gus over the years, and I even brought up, some of the conversations that Gus has had with us and with you and just the fact that he wants to come back and talk because Gus comes back to Arkansas more than I think people realize.
Right.
To see friends, not just in Northwest Arkansas, but also in Central Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll be good for him to come and talk about what happened during some of those contract negotiations. If he's willing to share, I think he wants to talk about it.
Yeah, I think he wants to talk about it. And this will be the first time he's not.
What do you hear?
This will be the first time he's not a head coach where he's got to be careful what he says. I think he feels like it was the situation has been or was misread by Razorback fans as to why he might not have taken the job at some point. At that point, he was in the mix supposedly for, I guess it was the Chad Morris years. But you know what? If I'm him and I'm looking at that roster we had, I might say I'm not going to take the job either, but I would not have strung it out. I have to go back and look at the timeline to see how long. Sexton obviously got him more money. And that's what good agents do.
That's Jimmy.
I think that is something I think he is going to want to say is explain maybe, because that's the sentiment with a lot of Razorback fans. They just played. He played. He had his agent. But you know what? Part of that, too, think about this. Part of that is our AD. Who, well, I don't care whether it's Jeff Long or Hunter Yurecek. Is it, you know, you're dealing with Jimmy Sexton, and so you got to figure out how to deal with him, you know. And
did we have an AD at that point? Did
I don't know. I don't recall.
I couldn't remember if that was the interim part or if that was if Hunter had already been installed at that.
Good
at
question. 661-1037. Here's some messages from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Love Chris's Trump imitation.
It's the best.
You remember, Roger, at one time Chris would not do it on the air, just thought it would be too polarizing.
We're renaming Lake Ontario. We're going to do it. It's going to be a beautiful lake, and everyone's going to love it so much.
We're going to rename anything in Arkansas.
Of course, we're renaming Lake Owashita to Lake Trump. Everybody loves Lake Trump. Everybody goes there, and it's so beautiful. We're going to build the greatest resort. It's going to be amazing.
Mr. President, you have not been back since you campaigned your very first election.
I remember you right behind me. I do.
That's
yes.
That's true. But
had to call Secret Services and stop.
We have.
I felt a little hand on my rear, and I was wondering what that could be.
Well, what you know, RJ was there with me. But you know what? We've got another president coming in. We'd love for you to hang out with us.
Here's a here's some more.
Bill's a good friend from a long time ago.
Will Emmett
galaxy far, far away.
Will Emmett be signing or taking pictures? So. No autographs. We are going to do pictures. I don't know if we can get to everybody or not, Roger. It's going to be certainly members. Sponsors first, then members. And Dwayne Duncan will be at his most efficient today. Not going to be any iPhones. You just got to get up there and get everybody in. He's been nice enough to say, I'm going to agree to do this.
Our team will get you.
Yeah, Dwayne Duncan,
your
all
bag,
the girls.
Hold
yeah,
you, whatever
right.
you
boom,
got.
Boom,
yes,
boom, boom. We just
got
to get up there, shake his hand, turn the camera. Nice to meet you, Emmett. Boom. Yeah, so, but it's... I tell you, it's not easy convincing these guys to do that because it's you're meeting
it could be, yeah.
You're meeting 300-400 people, and it's a lot, and as opposed to 5 minutes to sign up some autographs. Certainly, if you do autographs, you're there for 2 hours.
It just, right. Yeah. Well, people ask all the time, who's been your favorite? Ray Lewis was my favorite because he took his time during the photo op and really talked with folks.
Great.
And
he
not
sure
to
did.
Say that's what everybody should do, but watching him interact with people, he was so good. And then talking with him after, you know, like you said, it's a whirlwind. And I do the interviews with these guys and women afterwards in the bus, just as a quick, what'd you think about the Touchdown Club? And we use that to try and show people what we do. And sometimes it's overwhelming because you just met 600 people who shook your hand. So I always kind of say, do you need a minute to kind of settle? And most of them don't want it.
Yeah.
They go, no, I want to do it right now because they're so just over the top with emotion. And it's a great opportunity to get true emotional feeling after a meeting.
Couple of other things. Who else was really good was Lawrence Taylor, even though he had a buzz going, obviously. But he was so nice to everybody.
He was.
And then on the other hand, he was very nice, but he was very curt. Was Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy was like, Jimmy knew it. He's like, all right, next. No talking. Let's go. I mean, he knew. And then the other one was Brett Favre, if you remember. I could tell Brett physically. I could just tell there was something off a little. And he would sit.
Yeah.
He was sitting.
We got
sitting.
Him a stool.
Yeah, and little did we know, he had just been diagnosed with Parkinson. Yeah. He had not told anybody. But he took all those pictures. So did
like
Jimmy Johnson. I give him credit. Yeah, I give him credit for doing that. Somebody says, are you going to, somebody says, Sawyer, how about we don't have to listen to Baz thank sponsors? Sorry, man. Yeah. No one cares to hear Basil talk. Yeah, I know you don't, but you know what?
You want Emmett.
You got to thank the sponsors.
If you want Emmett and you want
got to get
others
over.
Like
Emmett.
Yeah, listen,
you don't have to come. You don't have to come. President Trump, you know, it's one of those, I got to thank the sponsors. Is the greatest.
We love our sponsors. They do such a phenomenal job. They do so many things that people don't even realize, actually.
Somebody said, you're going to ask Emmett about Dancing with the Stars? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's you think about that. I said he won in season three. Which when that with the show was still
it was
just
huge at that
it was
point.
New
it was huge.
And Jerry Rice had gotten second, and that was a big deal, that you know, high profile. And I think Jerry Rice doing it gave Emmett the go, you know, okay, I think I can do that. But yeah, do you remember his partner?
I do not.
You take a guess.
No, go for it. Who was it?
CB.
Oh,
CB. I used to watch this show.
Second letter, first word.
Second letter, CH.
Cynthia.
Cheryl Burke.
Cheryl Burke.
Oh, Cheryl Burke. Yeah, yeah. Oh, love Cheryl Burke. Yeah. Big fan. Oh,
yeah. What do they say? The Anaba. When they
Carrie Ann Anaba.
Carrie Ann Anaba.
Let me ask you this: will you bring up? And I don't know how you if you haven't already done it, then maybe you could phrase it. What was it like for him to have that conversation with Jerry about leaving the Cowboys? I'm sure it was more Jerry doing that than Emmett, but then for Emmett to go have that conversation and say, I want to come back and finish here.
Yeah, I thought that was great. You know, he did that. Jerry did it thinking that Emmett would retire and not go anywhere else.
Okay.
And so, because Emmett would have taken less money. And like I said, if we get it, listen, there's so much.
Okay,
you know,
I'm sure there is.
I'm just saying, there's so much we can chew on with him. But that's one of the things, too, that was.
But Jerry wouldn't. There's no way that Jerry Jones would not have wanted anybody that was had a cowboy on their head of such stature, especially the all time leading rusher in the history of the world, to come back and retire as a cowboy. Oh, it's a no brainer.
I would argue, as of right now, until something systematically changes or fundamentally changes with the game of professional football, maybe the most untouchable record, the rushing title.
Yeah, I think he's got the rushing title and the rushing touchdown title.
I don't know, unless the game changes again, which it could.
It
is, at this point, the most out-of-reach record for both of those just because of how it's changed and the life of the NFL running backs is shortened
He was so tough and durable that, you know, Roger went back and watched the highlights in that game where against the Giants where they were down. He separated his shoulder, comes back second half, goes for 170 on the ground, 60 in the air with a separated shoulder, and they win that game, get the bye, and end up winning another Super Bowl. But that game showed the toughness of Emmitt Smith, and he just very durable, fought through the pain. So anyway, so that's today. I think it'll be a lot of fun having him here. I was thinking, you know, they've got the NFL's got their 100th all-century team. And we've had like five of the people on the all-century. And there's only, think about this, the all-century team. You only have so many quarterbacks, so many running backs. And we've had like five of those here at the Touchdown Club. Pretty remarkable.
It is.
From 662, Erico, Rick said Friday he had firsthand knowledge that Gus and Houston had buried the hatchet. Okay. Good.
I hope that's good.
Somebody said Derrick Henry might break the rushing record. He might could.
So he's at, I just looked, he's currently at 13,018.
Five to go.
So possible?
2 or 3 years, yeah.
So Derrick Henry started, let's see here, he's 32 years old, needs 5,000 more yards. It's possible.
Yeah, and he's durable.
He is durable.
Yeah, you know where he's from? What state he's from?
Florida.
He's from Florida.
Yeah.
He destroyed the all-time high school. He may still have
his
high school.
His stats don't even look real.
It's like 450 yards a game.
He scored like, I think, 60 touchdowns in a season or something.
Yeah, several people said asking about Derrick Henry having a shot at his record, which I think he will. Somebody says
we had a conversation. I'm sorry. We had a conversation about that with Mustang that was here? SMU.
Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, we had a conversation with him in college, didn't we? With single season. Who were we having a discussion with him in a single
NFL
season?
NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's yet to break. Come close, no, but nobody's broken.
And he didn't want anybody to get it. I mean, who backed out?
Chris Johnson came close.
Chris Johnson.
Is that who backed out, didn't play a game or two in the final season that year? Somebody didn't play a game. Could have broken it, I believe.
I don't recall.
I know what you're talking about, Raj. I don't recall who it was, but someone had a shot at it.
Somebody sat out.
And they did. I think it was the final game. And they talked about how
it would have been easy to break. I think it was less than 100 yards or so. Or it could have been. Somebody did that. I'm trying to remember who that was with Eric. But, I mean, that was single season.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's still
enough of a record.
He still has a single season rushing.
And
record.
I like the fact that he didn't want it to be broken.
Yeah, I think
so
he's 1980.
It's Eric Dickerson with 2,105. And then Adrian Peterson with 2,097.
He was close.
And then Jamal Lewis with 2,066. Barry Sanders with 2,053. Derrick Henry with 2,027. Saquon Barkley.
That's who it was.
He rushed for 2,005 in 2024.
I thought all those guys were going to break it.
Well, Saquon really could have, but he sat out again.
He did. Yeah. In fact, he was 100 yards away from tying the record. And he sat out, I guess, the last
That's game. Amazing that he sat out. He knew it. Yeah. You know it. You know, in an era where somebody may want that, he didn't do it. And that, to me, is amazing. I don't know if he'll ever go, I wish I'd have done it.
Couple things, Roger. In addition to Chris Kane every Monday, he's brought to you by Trader Bills. Razorback Rewind brought to you by Hawks Homes. Brian Hawks and Kevin Hawks will be doing that after every Razorback game starting next week. Bill Vickery will be in today, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. We got Graffiti brought to you by Finch Brokers today at 8:30. Pat Bradley, Cabin Outdoors in Bathford of Little Rock. And then, of course, tomorrow, Bruce James, Darren McFadden, Chuck Gatlin, Family Feud. We may have Randy Rainwater tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't know for sure if that'll be this week or Thursday. Still don't know about Terry Bradshaw. I'm working on it and see if we can get him again this year. Then you got, Walt Coleman, who, you know, he will team with Trey Reed and Rick Schaefer on Wednesdays, along with Joe Nichols, who's been great. Thursday, Mark May, John Daly, Dan Hampton on Fridays. So anyway, it's our... We sort of welcome back the football crew.
Come on. Full weeks ahead.
Are we more optimistic? We saw what happened this year with Benton Bryant, an unbelievable upset, down 28 points. Benton comes back. Do you just feel like, wow, you know, UCA starts off good, UAPB with a win, sort of feel some momentum?
Are you saying there may be a little magic happening right now?
We're gonna win this weekend, the Razorbacks. I feel like I'm talking like this. Chris.
Hey, that's so good.
We are going to see today Trump Baz come out. You know, it is part of our favorite thing at the Touchdown Club where he's like,
we got the greatest sponsors. Mother, stop accosting the coach over there. What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. She is so in love with Emmitt Smith. She's a big fan of Emmitt.
All right.
So, yeah. She's been wanting me to get MS back because I had forgotten that. So I'm announcing the lineup at the stadium the other day, Roger, and Chris. I look to my left, and I see when I announce MS, my mom goes crazy.
He doesn't even tell his own mother he's bringing to the Little Rock Titan. Roger, yes. I mean, that is Baz in a nutshell. His own mother is as shocked as everyone.
Yeah.
She was up there talking to Coach Silverfield the other day. And I could see, I'm watching Baz, and he's going, mother.
Yeah, mother, I think at some point last year, I think mother stopped somebody when you're bringing them in.
Was Coach Pittman, and you were like, mother, let Coach go. Let him go. I'm so sorry, Coach. She's just wants to talk. She loves talking to you, Coach.
Two things. Todd Pierce, we got to give it up for Todd. Of all the weeks for Todd to fill in, it's the week we invite everybody back, I guess. Yeah. I guess Christian decided to go, you know what, that's going to be a busy week. I'm out.
Well, Christian never got ratings bonus money on the other show, so he's made it a few times. No. I don't mean that.
I don't get it either, Rod.
Well, I know that, but I mean, he's a permanent producer, so he's got it. And so he's using it all up. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. All right, we'll go to break. We've been playing this every half hour. This is Roger's new song brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. It's a tribute to Dolly. You'll get it in your head. It's what do you call it when this
green? Earworm.
It's green. You can play it around.
It's evergreen.
Evergreen. Thank you. Evergreen. Here we go. Thanks to Ortho Arkansas.
Thank you, Dr. Tucker. Sing it if you know it. Video to follow.
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Shout it out, it's football time, Hawk fan. Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Please don't break my heart, you know you can. Your schedule's something else to bear. Texas, LSU's on there. The Utah Utes game will be oh so big. Georgia's gonna do their thing. Will we hear all the boo birds sing? I hope it doesn't come to that whoopee. Tennessee, Tulsa, A&M. Can we get any one of them? Maybe slap Missouri around UD. Silverfield cannot get no sleep. There's nothing he can do to keep from crying when they call it out. Woo pig.
Everybody!
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Shout it out, it's football time, Hawk fans. Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Please don't break my heart, you know you can.
Justin and Phil are taking the zone to Conway this Thursday, broadcasting on location from Bell and Sword on Oak Street in the heart of downtown Conway.
This is SportsCenter.
Game week has finally arrived for the University of Arkansas football team as well as Arkansas State. As you know, the Razorbacks are set to host North Alabama on Saturday at 3:15 in Fayetteville. That game will be on SEC Network, and of course you can hear it right here on The Buzz. Arkansas State begins its season against the Memphis Tigers, who are fresh off their win over UNLV on Saturday. Coverage of the Red Wolves and Tigers begins at 5:30 Saturday over on our sister station 106.7 Buzz 2. As for a game that took place over the weekend, Demetric Whitlock caught 3 touchdown passes for UAPB and a 35-15 win over Morehouse in the inaugural Natural State Kickoff Classic at War Memorial Stadium. They'll have a short week this week. They've got number 25 Missouri on Thursday. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot, humid day here in Central Arkansas with a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. Little Rock actually reaching a high of 98 with a mostly sunny sky. Tonight, clear, stays kind of warm with a low of 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 99 the high with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Monday on The Zone, we are back at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, and we'll get a chance to talk with NFL legend and all-time rushing leader Emmitt Smith. So make sure you don't miss The Zone. Plus, game balls and jock straps from the weekend, what's on tap, the Red White Report, and it's game week for Arkansas football. It's going to be a huge week, and it starts on Monday on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market Stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom! 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now 2 stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market Stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
At Greenway Equipment, there's a face behind every handshake, a name behind every counter, and a set of hands that knows John Deere equipment the way you know your land. Greenway has spent years building something that won't show up on a spec sheet. A team that takes your work personally, that knows trust is grown, not given. So when you call, Greenway answers. Visit a location today or online at gogreenway.com.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, some good jam right there, Roger. Little Dwight Yoakam. 7:34, glad you're with us. Everything's back to normal. School's in. Kids are practicing in the band, cheerleading, cafeteria workers feeding all the kids today, bus drivers driving the kids. Shout out, we're teachers back. Teaching. We're back.
We're back.
Football's back.
Let we're me back. Give
you a shout out. And baseball's still going on because shout out to the Bentonville Rangers, just like the Texas Rangers. Little Beckett's baseball team played Saturday.
Yeah, good swing. He's got a nice little swing.
He's got a great little swing. Nice he's a little cut. Athlete.
Wouldn't let a ball get past Steve. He was all over it, and they beat Seattle, whatever that team was up there. But at the ballpark, I'm telling you, that Pea Ridge, Bentonville, Rogers area, I mean, it's never stopping growing. Yeah, I mean, the things that are going, it's amazing.
It's a different part of the state, man. It just feels different. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Because there's so much growth up there.
Constant.
Yeah, and congratulations to Zach. He got a promotion, stepped up to a director after a couple of years of being where he was. Now he's the director of the GSOC at the Walmart complex.
Listen,
finding out more and more about how wonderful Walmart is to their employees.
Good to be employed by Walmart, even though their numbers were down for the first time, but they'll be back up.
That's right. Listen, it's not because I'm not trying. I guarantee you, I'm still giving them money.
Don't forget, thanks to Ortho Arkansas that sponsored Roger's song. Expert sports medicine care for every athlete, every age, 10 locations, and extended orthopedic urgent care hours. You can get expert care when and where you need it. I also found out there's 3 or 4 teams left in the John Daly Ken Duke Drive for Charity Golf Tournament coming up September 22nd and 23rd. That benefits UAMS Spine Institute and the Boys and Girls Club of Darnell. That's a fun event. I'm going to do some Q&A with Ken and John. We did that last year, Roger, the day of the tournament. This year, we're going to do it the night before. But anyway, that's two good dudes, two good Arkansans helping raise money for a great cause. So just go to the Facebook page. You can Google Drive for Charity Golf, Ken Duke, John Daly, and you'll see that. But just 3 or 4 teams left. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I'll be going to every Razorback game. Chris, I'm getting ready to send out they're getting ready to post the new promo. And I'll go ahead and sort of tell you what it is. The premise is Sully comes up to me for coverage of Channel 7 brought to the Razorback guys brought to you by Oaklawn. So I go to every game, and I've gone to every game home and away. This will be the 14th year. Only missed one. Whatever, 100
is it COVID games. Or something.
COVID, Texas. Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. All the one. I did it. Roger knows I did everything I could to try to sneak in that stadium.
Oh, everything. Multiple tests.
I mean, how many games?
Sort of putting on a dress.
Anyway. How many games is that? 13 years. You have to go back and look and see. Even if you just did 13 times 12.
Even ask Kanan for his ticket.
13 times 12. That's at its very basic. And then you can throw in a couple bowl games. And
so, that's 156. So then you throw a couple games minus one.
So 160
you're
games.
Probably 160.
160 games I've gone to in a, without missing all but one. Anyway, so it shows me I'm out here packing up the Channel 7 vehicle to go. Of course, I represent the Buzz, too, on all these trips, Fayetteville and away. And Sully goes, he opens up, he goes, what's this? He goes, I've got all your, there's your mic and your camera stand. And this. And all of a sudden, he goes, what's this? And he pulls back this little covering. It's my shoulder pads and helmet. It's Razorback helmet. And he goes, what's this? And I said, you know. Just in case.
Nice.
Well, and with it, you know what?
The current college landscape. Yeah, Raj.
You have a fifth year.
Yes, here's the deal. What's this 5 for 5? I went 5 years to get 4. I had 5 to get 4. So now it's 5 to get 5, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I mean, from what I hear, just this 1 year, though, right? Just this one class.
For the
class.
2022 class. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
But again, that's the camel's nose in the tent.
Yeah, but now you can play 5 years, right? Five years. And so doesn't that change all the stats?
Shirt,
that change all the stats?
Sure, it's got to.
5 years?
Yeah, it's got to.
Yeah. Well, you got some guys been playing 7 or 8 years.
If they're good enough to play, yes. And it's the balance, right? If they're really, really good, they may not stay all 5 years. They may leave after 3. But if they're good enough but kind of realize I'm a better college player than my pro prospects, then, yeah, it's going to change some of the stats for conferences, for programs, even for just the entire landscape.
And I know it's college, but I mean, and pros is a different thing, but colleges are paying their players now, and that's just the way it is. Aaron Donald coming out of retirement after a couple of years. Who knows?
Yeah.
If anybody could come and get, you know what?
Well,
I don't know. I've got Emmitt Smith, for the sake of argument. I've still got an extra year I never used. Let me go back and get on that roster. Who knows?
And the latest is it's a mess, obviously. I mean, down in Louisiana, what's going on down there?
They're going to have to follow the orders of the court.
Of the court, yep. So the commissioner.
SEC, say what you want to, but you can't defy the courts.
Yeah. I believe the commissioner released a statement. Did you see that?
Did you see the highest paid players in college football right now?
The top
5. Are all over 3 to 4 million, and the biggest is 6.5. The guy at Trinidad Chambliss at Ole Miss is second, I think, at 5.4. Some quarterback, the Miami quarterback who came from Duke, 6.5 million. Mm. Are you kidding me? Mm. Are you kidding me?
No.
That's what this has become.
Yes.
And listen, some people don't like, who's the coach at Missouri? What's his name? Eli Drinkwitz. Some people don't like him. Let me tell you, I love what he had to say the other day. He goes, we should be embarrassed, our leadership. that this is the second biggest sport in our country. Well, it has right. been dominant. Yeah. And we are starting the season, and we can't even have our own rules straightened out.
Wow.
He said we should be embarrassed. He said it's our leadership. He said we're all to blame for it. It's embarrassing. He's exactly right. It's to where the course.
He's not saying SEC. He's saying
everybody. He's saying everybody.
Company-wide.
Conference commissioners.
Right.
Yeah.
Should be.
It's silly that this is a billion, multi-billion dollar business. And of course, that's part of the reason that there are issues. But you can't manage it better, you know, the adults in the room. Again, where I saw it coming. I kept watching, hey, these guys are making the money keeps increasing from TV. They're not giving any to the players. So these guys are just getting super rich. The head coach would get paid $10 million, $8 million, $9 million. And then let's hire more staff. Athletic directors, let's get you up to $1 million now. And then at some point,
let's get NIL people.
Yeah,
we need
right.
them. We need that more
all
staff.
It,
we,
all
need,
it to,
we need dab guy. Dab guy.
All it took was for a couple legislatures to go, you know, somebody decided to say, we're going to take this thing to court. You know what? You're right. You're not allowing these kids to make money while y'all are making a ton of money. So now we've overcompensated to where we're literally playing them. We are paying college players more than NFL players are. I mean, would you ever believe that? And you think they're worth it? No, I don't. You know, there might be a couple out there that are you know, worthy.
But the market decides.
Yeah, yeah. But that's right. And the market is screwed up.
The market
to where you're
has gonna, decided
you're gonna, you know, we'll see. I mean, how much is, I mean, really $6 million for a quarterback? It's like, golly.
All right, so a couple things real quick just to bring you up to speed. So this is from Pete Thamel from ESPN. This was yesterday evening from the SEC. The order entered against the SEC and Commissioner Sankey is a temporary restraining order, not a final ruling on the merits. The SEC and Commissioner Sankey are prepared to contest the allegations in the plaintiff's petition at a Thursday morning hearing and defend the SEC's rights as a voluntary association to fulfill its mission to its member institutions. In the meantime, blah, 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 blah. So they gave out a statement basically saying we'll see you in court.
Right.
So this morning, Lane Kiffin tells ESPN, he's been in, quote, daily communication with the SEC on the potential addition of players who are in state court lawsuits. He also said the rule, quote, does not prohibit players from practicing at the school. It prohibits them from being added to the final 105 roster, which has to be turned in on Friday. LSU will wait to see what guidance they get from the court orders in SEC this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the SEC said do not do it. The court saying, sorry, got to do it. So you've got to
state court, right?
That's
yes,
right.
Yes,
yes. And so anyway, very interesting because you got Sankey them going, all right, LSU, don't do it, and LSU's going, well, I think the courts are saying we got to do it,
and it doesn't say they can't practice.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you start finding every loophole in the language.
Well, that's life, finding a loophole.
That's right.
Finding a loophole. Hey, real quick, shout out to Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union summertime auto loan special. Ends today, Baz. I got to let everybody know that. Get pre-approved. Lock in your rate. Rates as low as, get this, 1.776%. Get it? 1776. No payments for 90 days. 84 months financing. AlcoaCommunityFCU.org. That is Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union's auto summer auto loan special. It ends today. Shout out to Steve Brown, whose son we mentioned made his debut, as Rainwater would say, as the head coach of Cutter Morningstar, but they were defeated by Fountain Lake.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Roger. And there was a couple of teams we haven't mentioned. That was the Lake Hamilton, Lakeside. That's
Lake Hamilton, Lakeside. Lakeside beat up on them.
That's always a
28-24 close game.
That's always a big game. And we mentioned already, for those who hadn't heard us, Benton with the upset of the year. It is the upset of the year, no matter what happens to the rest of the year. They had not beaten Bryant in 20 years. Think about that.
I concur.
They had tied once. They had not beaten them in 20 years. Yeah. So
that's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge, but that doesn't take away from what the team to win or lose.
They still both can, Bryant can still have a very successful, achieve all their goals. Yeah.
In the last decade, Benton had lost to Bryant, but it did not stop Benton from making it to the playoffs and even into the state championship game more than a couple, two or three times.
So from the 501, Saturday will mark 364 days since Arkansas won a football game. I can't. What was the first? What was the last win? What
ASU.
Was the last win?
ASU.
That's right.
ASU.
Wow. Yeah. That's exactly right. Someone says Hogs paying a tribute to Dolly Parton. I don't know about them, but Roger Scott is. We'll play that back in the next half hour. Yeah. Now let me ask you this: what do you remember? We've got Emmitt Smith today sold out. Don't even worry about coming. There's just no room.
Just watch.
There's no room. Just
Please watch
or listen. Yes. Listen on the buzz or watch YouTube. Do you want to thank Arkansas TV? Amazing crew. They do a great job of making it look outstanding. Anywhere in the world you can watch
That's
it.
That's right.
Anyway, so what do we remember about Dolly Parton and is connected to Emmett Smith today?
Well, she appeared in the halftime show, was it 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes.
Wow. She was dressed in the iconic Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit.
Do we remember? She was like 75, and she had them like, good Lord, look at her at 75. Look at that body at 75. Hello.
I saw a great tribute from Kelly Finglas, one of our guests from last year, talking about prepping Dolly for that week, getting her fitted and everything, and it was a nice tribute to her after she passed.
Yeah. Didi sent me this.
Oh, my! I remember you got dressed up as, you were that, that's not Dolly.
That's not Dolly, but it looks like Dolly.
Yeah, it was that's a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader with big boobs.
Yeah, but it's a blonde wig. It's almost Dolly-like.
I know. By the way, so
look at you. Where's your other hand?
I haven't looked. Emmett Smith's son, I think, is trying to make a pro team right now. He's got two kids. I got to see about the son. Somebody said he was trying to make an NFL team. Let's go ahead and take the break there, Roger. We'll come back and play your song here
all
shortly.
Right,
yes, E.J. Smith played for both Stanford and Texas A&M, according to this search.
Right.
Signed with Kansas City as an undrafted free agent. I don't know if he made the final 53. I got to look and see. Yeah, E.J. Smith.
Yeah, I believe Emmett came from a family, Roger. He grew up in government housing in Pensacola, Florida. A family of six. He had six siblings.
Listening to him, listening to Dolly, who had 12, and talking with Samantha about my family growing up, eight people, six kids, mom and dad, growing up in a three-bedroom, one bathroom. I guess you'd call it government housing project and all that. We made it work. We didn't know we were poor.
Yeah,
we just
that's right.
didn't. Yeah. And watching that special on Dolly last night, I mean, I knew, you know, we wanted everything that everybody else wanted, but we didn't need anything, and that's something. And so for Emmett to move on, it's the greatest country in the world. That's how this happens,
right?
Because of that.
All right, don't go away. It is 7:47. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walking care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
I'm Laura Landreau, CEO of Entergy Arkansas, and we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs, all while keeping rates below the national average. Like most Entergy employees, I'm from here, and we're committed to creating a brighter Arkansas today and for the next generation.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock is hiring diesel technicians. If you have your own tools, an understanding of diesel systems, and enjoy working as part of a team, they want to hear from you. Offering up to $45 per hour or more. A 401k, working Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Powers Truck Parts and Service, a family-owned company with a reputation for quality service and over 80 years of combined experience. Contact Chad Powers at PowersTruckParts.com. PowersTruckParts.com.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but look, if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. One in four men, that's 25% of us, have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, your mood, and much more. Look, low T drains your energy and motivation, which means you don't have the energy to do the things that you love. Heck, in some cases, guys don't even recognize themselves, man. They lose their identity altogether. Fellas, it's important to get the answers you need. Now's the time. And this summer, it's free. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get a consultation from licensed providers who specialize in testosterone replacement therapy. Explore a range of peptides and even get a jump on that summer body that you've been looking for with GLP-1s and medical weight loss protocols. Low T Center's been the number one name in TRT since 2009, y'all. They're the OGs and the pioneers. Visit FixMyLowT.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. Y'all, that's FixMyLowT.com. That's FixMyLowT.com.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
This is Coach Roy Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
It's the original.
Ah.
Just want to just throw it
I
out
can't
there.
Tell the difference.
I know.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
There's a great E.T. special last night, about 7 o'clock, I think, Jolene, is when it was. Jolene, Samantha and I were so blessed to have every one of our children, every one of our grandchildren out. And it was revealed yesterday that Samantha and I will become great grandparents next year.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Our oldest. Wow. That I know. I know.
Wow. Wow.
So already we're excited about that. But we had them all together there doing that. But it was a great special on Dolly. If you can go back and get it, it was on CBS, ET, I think it was, whatever ET's on, and had an hour about it from beginning to end. Just a fantastic little tribute.
We'll play your song here in just a second.
All right. Thank you, Dolly.
Chris, you want to thank your fine sponsor?
I want to thank Trader Bills. You know, I don't know if you guys saw the forecast, but another week of 100
yes.
degree temperatures. So, just a reminder, please be safe and get out on the water, whether you want a new pontoon boat like the Godfrey Pontoons that they have at Trader Bills, both locations, whether you're looking for a ski boat. They've got the Taigas, the ATX or Taigas. Fantastic. Or if you want a Vexus Defender made in Arkansas, maybe you're looking for something just like a traditional hunting boat. We are getting ready for hunting season, even though we do have these temperatures right now. Hunting season, I think, officially starts this coming weekend, opening a dove season. So you got a lot of folks who are getting into that mindset of getting everything ready for their duck blinds, deer camps. Go buy Trader Bills in both Little Rock and Hot Springs for your hunting equipment as well. So not just boats, but everything outdoors can be found at Trader Bills. Get out on the water.
I think we all hope that the Arkansas Razorback coaching staff finds a Vexus Defender for this team.
That would be a great position.
You want to say how many games you think we're going to win? We predicted. You said what last week?
I went six.
I went five.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you win five, if you want to, I think there is bowl opportunity with five. I think there's a couple of different points of criteria you have to meet. I don't know if you recall, but the last couple of years, because of the massive turnover,
right,
there was less teams participating in bowl games who were eligible for bowl games because of roster reconstruction and roster loss. So I'm curious if five may even be a tipping point to be able to get this team into a bowl game to get more practice.
I'm telling you, if we get to five, we had this debate with Justin Moore and Joe Nichols, and they're really fascinating about whether the fan base would be happy with five. I know it's not where we want to be, but if you go from two to five in 1 year with our roster where it is, it means you beat either three conference teams or two conference teams in Utah. You did one of those two.
So, yeah, but what did we also say? But that doesn't translate into next year we're going to be outstanding because it could be a whole new team with that five win.
Could be. It could be. Or, you could retain them. Maybe,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Maybe, Maybe we change. Maybe things change. Anything's possible.
Georgia's retained. They got eight returning starters that are all going to be drafted the first two rounds of defense.
Right.
Just heard that Leslie Rutledge, our lieutenant governor, will be at the Touchdown Club today.
Did she already have a ticket?
Yes.
Okay.
Last week we had Attorney General Tim Griffin there. We had Congressman French Hill there. It's a place we hadn't seen the governor yet.
Yeah. I don't know what long time supporter.
Yes.
Know that there's a lot of busy schedules out there.
Yes.
It's hard to navigate.
She
sometimes.
Needs to run.
Believe it is campaign season.
Might be. Shout out to RJ Hawk, honest man.
He get on to you last week?
No, he did not.
He did not.
He did not.
Yeah. Speaking of, RJ is going to be on the plane to go get Emmett today. We want to thank Chris White and the folks at Simmons and Jay Brogdon and all of them. We cannot be what we are without guys like people like Simmons Bank and Stevens and Hatchers and Cranes and on and on. Midtown Plumbing. I mean, it goes on and on. Oakland, the Sissies.
War Memorial.
Yeah, Advantage.
Yeah, Advantage. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right. Lindsey Jennings. Just so many. Frank, you know, just like I do at the Touchdown Club. I got to talk for a while to recognize.
Well, you need to get started now.
But those sponsors, as you mentioned, Baz, I mean, people complain about, they're like, oh, Baz talks forever. It's like, you have to understand, we have this group of sponsors, and that's why you get these speakers. Yeah, you don't get these speakers without that group of sponsors.
That's right. Yeah,
it's called commercials.
By the way, did you also see one other sports mention? Max Scherzer goes into the top 10 of strikeouts. He moves ahead of Gaylord Perry, goes to number 9. I was trying to think. I know that Nolan Ryan's number 1, but who do you think would be in the top 10 most strikeouts? You can look it up, Chris, and see real quick.
Yeah, who's the
big unit? I haven't looked it up yet.
Big unit.
Greg Maddux?
Maddux? Who's the guy from Philadelphia, the Phillies? Carlton. Steve Carlton? Yeah, look Steve it up.
Oh, look it up. Okay. Yeah,
so Carlton, Nolan Ryan, number 1. Yeah. Randy Johnson?
Clemens?
Oh, yeah, Roger. Yeah, Roger Clemens. Yeah.
All right, Randy Johnson, 2nd. Clemens, 3rd.
Okay.
Who'd you say?
Those. And Nolan Ryan, 1. Yeah.
Yeah. But did you say Steve Carlton?
I did.
Yeah, so he's 4th.
Okay,
he's
wow. We got the
yeah, so
wow.
You got top 4 right there.
Whoa, we're quitting now. We're out. We don't want to bet anymore.
Get out!
All right.
Go ahead.
You want the rest?
Yeah. Is there some old school? Is there some old school?
I don't know this one. I'm not a big baseball buff. Burt
Blylevel.
Blylevel.
Home Blylevin.
Thank you, Blylevin. Yes, Blylevin. He's number 5. He's number 5. Tom Seaver's number 6.
Oh, yes.
Don Sutton is number 7.
Okay, Dodger.
Is he current? Justin Verlander number 8. Is he current still?
Yes, he's still current.
Okay, fantastic. Gaylord Perry number 9 and Max Scherzer number 10, as you mentioned.
Awesome. Chris, thanks so much,
buddy. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Trader Bills.
We're going to go to break with Roger's song, a new one out. This could be played all year long.
Texas Defender.
Take it away, Rog. In honor of Dolly.
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Shout it out, it's football time, hog fan. Woo! Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Please don't break my heart, you know you can. Your schedule's something else to bear. Texas LSU's on there. The Utah Utes game will be oh so big. Georgia's gonna do their thing. Will we hear all the bluebirds sing? I hope it doesn't come to that whooping. Tennessee, Tulsa, A&M. Can we get any one of them? Maybe slap Missouri around UD. Silverfield cannot get no sleep. There's nothing he can do to keep from crying when they call it out. Whoopig. 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 Shout it out, it's football time, hog fans. Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig.
Rocker Friday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Saracen Casino Event Center, Pine Club. Darius Rucker live in concert. Turn on the music.